AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Some federal prosecutors in Minnesota are leaving.
There is a shakeup at the Justice Department in Minnesota. Sources tell the AP roughly half a dozen federal prosecutors resigned in Minnesota, and several supervisors in the criminal section of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division have announced they're leaving. It follows growing tensions over the Trump administration's decision to block the state out of the investigation into the shooting death by an ICE agent of Renee Good. Meantime, in Minneapolis, federal officers sprayed eye irritant and dropped tear gas at activists. Gas clouds fill the streets. This man was in the group.
They tried to abduct my neighbors on Saturday morning. We all came out. We drove them off. We're driving out people every day, driving out ICE hired goons.
It's common for people in Minneapolis to boo, taunt, and blow orange whistles when they spot heavily armed agents passing through in unmarked vehicles or walking in the streets. I'm Ed Donahue.
A top justice official says there is currently no basis to open a criminal civil rights investigation into the killing of a woman in Minneapolis by a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer. While the FBI probe is ongoing, lawyers in the Civil Rights Division were informed last week that they would not be involved in the investigation at this time. That's according to two people familiar with the matter. Civil rights pioneer Claudette Colvin has died. She was 86. Her 1955 arrest for refusing to give up her seat on a segregated Montgomery bus helped spark the modern civil rights movement. The Claudette Colvin Legacy Foundation says she died of natural causes in Texas. The Democratic National Committee plans to spend millions of dollars to consolidate voter registration efforts. This is AP News. Actor Timothy Busfield has been booked on child sex abuse charges in New Mexico.
Emmy-winning actor-director Timothy Busfield, known from his work on TV shows like The West Wing and 30-something, has turned himself in to police in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Authorities had issued a warrant on two counts of criminal sexual contact of a minor and one count of child abuse. In an exclusive video posted by TMZ, Busfield says the allegations are lies. The complaint alleges that between 2022 and 2024, Busfield inappropriately touched two twin boys, child actors, on the set of The Cleaning Lady, a TV series Busfield was directing. In a previous interview, he told authorities he may have picked up and tickled the children because the set was a playful environment. According to the complaint, one of the boys has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and anxiety and told a social worker he has nightmares about Busfield. I'm Jennifer King.
More news at apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.